Good evening and welcome to this special report on the crisis in Gera. Trouble broke out in the early hours this morning and many believe that this will lead to a new outbreak of war in a country that has already seen so much suffering. Many hoped that conflict in the region had ended when the two competing forces signed a treaty aimed at establishing peace last month. However, the two sides appear to have reopened hostilities after an explosion from a car bomb in the capital was followed by a shooting of a military base in which 10 people were shot. The partial withdrawal of troops by both sides has been reversed. More than 1 million people have lost their lives over the last 5 years, and it is thought that over 3 million more have been the victims of life-changing injuries that have resulted from the destruction and chaos that is so often the outcome of war. Many of the survivors have been left so damaged that many wish that they had not survived. Life has also changed immeasurably for those not involved in the fierce conflict, but left caught between the government and the rebels. Every crash and every bang causes fear for residents of the towns and cities of Gera. It is difficult to describe the terror the war has provoked. The war first began when the government was taken over after a military coup. The military group declared itself the government and began to develop nuclear weapons as well as introducing stricter and stricter measures, typically seen in dictatorships. It was at this point that politicians and members of the military who disagreed with what had happened decided to rebel against the regime. The group became an armed militia and responded violently to the new laws that were imposed on the population. They developed a very deadly and effective strategy. They made anyone in the military service their target and offered high prices for the killing of any officers or soldiers of a high position in the army. They also hired professional bombers to strike personnel who were based at the military headquarters. Soon the sounds of shots and bombings became common. While the strategy was hard-hitting for the government, it turned out that it also caused people to feel anger towards the rebel group and sympathy for the government. Even during the fragile peace that saw most weapons banned from the country's cities and towns, fighters on each side could be seen sharpening the blades and edges of their swords they now carried and polishing bullets for the guns they had hidden. Many suspected that the peace was in fact a trap in order to trick the other side into relaxing before returning to the deadly violence. Nevertheless, citizens wanted the peace to last at all costs. They pleaded desperately with both sides to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict, but tensions between the two groups remained unchanged. However the situation turns out, onlookers will hope that Gera's citizens will not be the ones to suffer most, as has been the case so far.